It's 102.9 The Hog. I'm Borna along with Joe and Mitch, and excited to welcome to the program performing at the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday. That's the 21st. It's Warrant and founding Warrant member Eric Turner on the phone. Eric, thanks for taking some time to talk to us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the air. I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to the show this weekend. It's going to be a good time. If you're listening, you're invited.
I love Warrant.
Yeah, Mitch is the newest member of the program. I don't think you've ever had any of the guys from Warrant before, right?
Nope, never have.
He is what you would call, Eric, a super fan of the band. So,
all right, you got great taste in music.
There you go.
Thanks, brother. Right.
It's all good. I want to congratulate you, and we don't get to say this to every band we have on the program. Your tour routing is good for hitting Wisconsin in July as opposed to the December-January month. So looking forward to a beautiful weekend for a great outdoor show this week.
Yeah, it should be. Hopefully we got some nice weather, and it's going to be a lot of loud rock and roll. I'm sure people will be spilling beers and eating cheese curds and making friends with strangers.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about.
And it's the county fair, so you've got even more exotic food than just cheese curds and stuff there for the Waukesha.
Everything
County
on
fair,
a
man.
Stick you could possibly think of. That's right.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah. Stick food, meat on a stick.
Is that your, what do you go, if you hit the, because you guys play these county fairs all the time, what's your food that you seek out? You got anything that you want to sample when you're here in Wisconsin?
Well, we get a lot of good, ribs at the county fairs. We get a lot of great turkey legs, which I always enjoy. I'm a carnivore. I love that stuff.
Good.
Meat eater, Mitch. Yes.
All right. I want to thank you, Eric. I want to thank you for this. You guys wrote and perform the best stripper song ever. Cherry Pie. If I go into a strip club, that wakes me right up. When you hear that song and you hear those girls twirling on that pole, that's just the best.
It really brings a tear to my eye just to hear you say that.
Were you ever?
Yeah, because Eric has never heard that. Eric's never heard that before from anybody, Mitch.
But I know, I just want to tell him that because maybe no one ever told him.
No, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been in a strip club and gals are in there and they're doing their thing, and you say, "Hey, baby, I wrote this song. I performed this song."
Well, I didn't write it, but yes, I perform it. It's our band. Would you mind dancing to our song? It brings joy to us like you won't even understand. And, many, many years ago, when I used to go to strip bars before I was married,
we
loved that, man. Man, we'd bring our record in there and ask the DJ to spin it, start buying him some drinks, buying the girls some drinks, throwing money around, and you can figure out the rest.
Absolutely. Hey,
as a young band, it's just get your stuff played, whether it's strip clubs, MTV, or all of it, if you can have all of it. I mean, that's what you got to do to make it.
We were lucky to have all of the above and more.
Because if I'm doing my math right, Eric, we're approaching 35 years of Warrant. Is that about right? When you and Jerry formed the band? If I was reading the biography here today, you believe that? I mean, think of yourself as a teenager forming this band. And 35 years later, here you are playing. Still playing.
Yeah, we were teenagers. Jerry was 16. I was 19 years old. I was the old guy in the band, at 19. And here we are all these years. It keeps us young, though.
It does.
For sure.
That's what rock and roll is all about, for sure. We're talking with Eric from Warrant. Can we play my favorite from Warrant
now? Yeah,
sure. I want to play Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah, let's do the live version.
Live Uncle Tom's Cabin. Yeah. All right, so this is live Warrant, a little sneak peek of what you're going to hear this Saturday night. Eric, hang out for us for just another minute, all right?
You got it.
There you go. You got it, man. Live Warrant. It's 102.9 The Hog.
There's live Uncle Tom's Cabin from Warrant on 102.9 The Hog. We're speaking with Eric Turner of Warrant. You can see the band this Saturday night at the Waukesha County Fair. Go to the concerts page at 1029thehog.com for all the ticket information about the fair and the Warrant show. So Eric, I mean, we talked just a little bit earlier, you and Jerry forming the band almost 35 years ago. You guys for a good while, a decade plus, kind of had members leave, then come back, and then leave and come back again. But now the band is pretty stable. Four or five guys have been together, back together again for almost a good decade now.
Oh, even longer. In 2004, Steven, our drummer, and Joey, our lead guitarist, came back to the band. So since 2004, We've had the four original guys, and we've had a couple different singers. We've done a few different CDs. We did a CD in 2006 called Born Again with Jamie St. James on vocals. And then Janie Lane came back to the band, and we had all five original members. And the end of 2007 up to about the end of 2008. So, and then that didn't last too long, unfortunately. Really disappointed about that. But the bright spot is, and at the end of 2008, we got Robert Mason, who was a singer for Lynch Mob and Cry Love, and actually his band opened for Warrant on the Dog Eat Dog tour. So we've known Robert a long time, and this September will be his 10-year anniversary.
10 years. So,
yeah, that's crazy. And
Robert's
right?
Fantastic. I mean, just a great vocalist, no question about it. I have a question. We were talking in the first segment of the interview about how when you guys kind of broke onto the scene, and it was, you know, Cherry Pie and Uncle Tom's Cabin, I Saw Red and Down Boys, all of that stuff, you had all the different mediums to expose the band, and you were a very visual band for sure. Everybody remembers the Warrant videos, and MTV was a huge part in your success. I'm curious to talk to bands that were around through that era and are still around today. Do you think it would be easier with all of the technology and YouTube and the internet and digital outlets for music to break your band today as opposed to 35 years ago? Or is it just two different eras that are too difficult to compare?
Yeah, I think our situation... Obviously, it took us 5 years to get a record deal, but once we got a record deal back then, you know, the record company, if they believed in the record, would spend millions of dollars on marketing. So, you know, putting your video on YouTube and the internet and Facebook doesn't compare to having a multi-million dollar marketing budget and this huge distribution machine that was Sony that could sell millions of these plastic discs. There's no comparison to it, but leading up to it and getting your band name out there nowadays, there's a lot of, you know, social media. There's a lot of social media to dig through to find something, I think, as well, to break
right.
through and have a million followers as opposed to, you know, 1,100 or whatever you might have isn't going to have much impact unless you have some sort of big marketing machine behind you. So, but, you know, I'm old school. We're lucky. We have six songs that did really, really well for us, and we sold millions of records, and fortunately people still like to come out, party, have a good time, and hear all those songs. So that's what we're going to do. We'll be playing probably 14 songs off our first two records.
Wow.
We'll dip into some Dog Eat Dog, and we got a couple CDs that we put out in the last 5 years. One's called Rockaholic. We'll play one song off Rockaholic, and our newest CD, Louder, Harder, Faster, check it out, louderharderfaster.com. We'll probably play a couple songs off that CD.
Sounds awesome.
As well.
All right. That's great.
You are not lucky. You are awesome, Eric. I love
I'm not worthy.
I love Warren.
I'm telling you.
I love Warren.
You don't know, Eric, how much he's been looking forward to having you on the program
Eric,
today.
Eric, is your wife going to be traveling with you to the fair, or is she staying home?
She does not like to fly. We have a son, and she will not be coming to the fair this time. Maybe
right.
next year.
That's fine. I was hoping you'd say that. My question is, after the fair, just think about this. After the fair, I buy everything. Will you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I will not go to a strip club.
Will you please go to a strip club?
No. Eric, run right now.
Wait, no, just
run.
But just think.
No.
Think about it. Can you at least think about it? I'll come backstage.
I can think about it. I can dream about all kinds of things. A strip bar is not at the top of the list.
No, it's not. No, it's not at the top of the list. But if you're in town, you can hang with me,
yeah.
And we can hit some clubs, I can say this is Eric. Too. No,
I think the answer is a clear no, Mitch.
The hangover right now. I'm going to wake up with a tattoo on my face.
Yes.
And my watch is stolen. And
Eric,
I don't know where the hell I'm at. No,
yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
No, you have. It took you all of 2 minutes to figure out who Mitch is.
I'll never,
so yeah,
that's
very
a hard no.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
I'll never get enough.
I have a lot of respect for you, Mitch. Just, you know, man. I will have a few beers with you at the show.
There you go.
That's fine. That's fine.
Mitch,
Then I can go to the clubs and say I was hanging with Warren.
Yes, you can.
Play that cherry pie.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Get real drunk and pass out. We'll draw mustaches on you.
There you go.
Eyebrows and stuff.
You know? All right. That's fair enough, Eric.
It's a date.
You're so awesome.
All right, brother.
Eric, we can't thank you enough for the time. Again, Warren, this Saturday night, it's the 21st, the Waukesha County Fair. Looking forward to a great set. Eric, enjoy. Welcome to town. We look forward to seeing you, and thanks for stopping by or calling in and talking to us here this afternoon.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to the show. Everybody, you can check out warrantrocks.com for all our social media links.
Guys.
Have a good one.
It's going to be jam-packed, Eric.
And congratulations on all the success. What a long, great 35-year career. So keep it up. We'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night, Eric. Thanks.
See you, brother.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.